Before we officially start, I must give a special shout out to the boys over at Recovery. Much like myself and the lads, Chris and Ian are a couple of rugby fanatics like we all are, and they've created various products with Recovery in mind based around natural CBD remedies. Now, if you head over to their Instagram page or website and use the code FREEBLOKES, that's the number three followed by blokes, for 10% off all their natural products, and feel the benefit today.
Good afternoon, good morning and good evening from wherever you are listening from. My name is Mr. Jamie Robinson and welcome to episode 112 of Three Blokes and the Rugby League podcast. We are nearing ever closer to the NRL Grand Final this coming weekend. It is the Penrith Panthers up against the South Sydney Bunnies. And we put our heads together regarding what we could do about this up and coming game. We did speak about maybe doing an NRL Grand Final preview, but we feel as everybody and the dog's doing that at the minute. So earlier on this season, we did kind of an NRL statistics facts podcast that was really well received, one of our most listened to podcasts of the season. So we decided to do something around that once again, but this time regarding the NRL Grand Final. Now, I do say NRL Grand Final, that technically stretches back to 1998, but we have stretched back even further to Australian rugby league history, all the way back to 1900, I believe it is. So we have picked out about a selection of grand final facts and statistics off Twitter with the likes of Andrew Ferguson and David Middleton, the NRL Twitter feed. We've picked stuff up from Australian Sporting News Australia, NRL Random Stats Guy on Instagram, and everywhere. So the majority of these we picked from other people, and we will always try and compliment them and say that we've picked up from them, so it doesn't like we're stealing stuff from other people. But we've also picked out a few stuff on our own as well. So all three of us love a good stat and love a good fact, and we love a good grand final. So lads, Jed, if you want to start, mate, what's the fact that you're going to pick out first and engage our audience with?
I'll go for one staying close to home, and the fact that the Cowboys are the only team to qualify for the grand final from sitting on the eighth position in the ladder when the playoff starts. At the bottom of the playoffs, the only team to make it to the grand final. And it makes it even all the more impressive by the fact that they did it all without Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott, their two best players and both captains, who were both injured for the majority of that season. We did then get trounced by a very strong Melbourne team in the final. I think it was about 30 points to four. But fair play for the Cowboys for getting there. We never really had any right to get there. And just sort of just kept persevering on sheer will alone, if anything. But fair play to the Cowboys for doing that. I know we've seen it a lot more often over in Super League with teams getting there from like 5th, 6th, 7th. But to do it in the NRL era in such a competitive league is very impressive.
Especially these days as well, when it's, in more recent times, it's a lot more difficult for the 7th and 8th position to even get close to it as well. So very much so, Jed, very good for you boys. And it looks like it might be a bit further off for you as well, mate. I can't speak because I'm a Tigers fan. Woody, what stands out for you, mate? What do you want to tell the audience?
I'm going to avoid the Eels for now and come up with one that's relevant to this upcoming grand final, especially. And that's that this grand final coming up is the first time since 1997 that both teams' most recent losses were against one another. So it's kind of a bit of an interesting and kind of nuanced one, and just shows how little these two teams have lost this season.
Yeah, I love that one. I picked it up on Twitter and I find stuff like that so interesting because both sides specifically will be looking at them losses and usually, I mean, obviously I've never played an NRL Grand Final or any top grade Grand Final, but you must be looking back at your previous loss to see what improvements you can make and to work out that it's actually against the team you face and is all the more interesting. So yeah, brilliant one to pick out there. Lads, I'm going to pick one out that's relatively well known. We picked it up online, I think it was Wikipedia. But in 1909, the South Sydney Rabbits played the Balmain Tigers, as they were known then. And the South Sydney Bunnies ran away with the NRL, the Grand Final winners and the winners' medals. Yet they only won that Grand Final because the Balmain Tigers decided not to turn up. So the Bunnies kicked off against nobody, ran the length of the field. I don't know who picked up the ball and scored a try, but fair play to him for doing so. Picked up the ball, scored the try, technically the winning try. The referee blew the grand final final whistle, and the Bunnies were declared winners of the 1909 Grand Final. So if anybody ever says that the Bunnies have won X amount, they've really won less, because the Tigers weren't even there to play in the Grand Final. So very interesting, very 1909, I feel, as well. I don't know why they didn't turn up. I'm sure there's a massive story about that online somewhere if we'd have done a tad more research, but I found that massively interesting and stunning, really. You couldn't, obviously, it would come nowhere near that these days. So superb stuff, and fair play, I guess, to the Bunnies for turning up and winning a winner's medal. So, Jed, have you got anything that's going to usurp that?
No, but I'll stick back with teams of years gone by and look back to probably the most dominant team in rugby league history, the St. George Dragons team from 1956 to 1966, won 11 consecutive grand finals and were only behind at halftime once. I mean, there's so many legends that now are immortals in that team. And it's something that'll never be replicated. I can't ever imagine a team winning three in a row. Only look how long it took for a team to win two in a row in the modern era. It's only just been achieved by the Roosters. So hard to do with all the nuances of modern day rugby league, that 11 in a row, it's just mind-blowing, really. 11 in a row, it's hard to get your head around. But that team at the time, as we were discussing off podcast, had pretty much all the best players in each of their positions, so they were just untouchable, really. And fair play, I mean, it's a record that'll go down in history. What about you, Woody? Which one are you picking up next?
Well, I guess this is going to kind of be three facts in one, because they're all medal related. So only 8 Dally M winners have gone on to win the Grand Final in that very same year. So Steve Morris in 1979, Ray Price in 82, Mick Potter in 84, Peter Sterling in 86, Matt Orford in 2008, JT in 2015, Cam Smith in 2017, and Teddy in 2019. And then the Clive Churchill Medal has only been awarded to a member of the losing Grand Final team on 4 occasions. So Bradley Clyde in 91, Brad Mackey in 93, DC in 2013, and Jack White in 2019. And then following on from that, only twice ever has a player done the double of winning Dally M and the Clive Churchill in the same year. That's Peter Sterling in 86 for the Eels, of course. And then once again, he's getting a few mentions on this pod, but JT did that in 2015 as well.
Blooming heck, mate, you've taken them all up there. But yeah, I love stats like that so much. I'm obviously, as we all are, mate, but we're all stat heads, aren't we? So I love the fact that, you know, you must have been at the top of your game if you're winning multiple top grade levels like that. But Peter Sterling, 86, JT in 2015, I love stuff like that. But Jed, I mean, not sticking to the stats, but in your opinion, JT shouldn't have really won that Clive Churchill that year.
No, and JT is my favourite ever player of all time. Absolutely made me fall in love with rugby league time and time and again. But I personally believe that Jake Granville should have won it. I thought he was amazing, probably his best ever game in rugby league. Set up our opening two tries, tackled everything at hooker in a very, very intense game with the Brisbane Broncos. But I don't think anyone's going to be too miffed giving it to JT. He deserves a Clive Churchill medal for all he achieved. And he did sink the winning drop goal. So I can't be too aggrieved, really.
You mentioned Peter Sterling there, Woody, and obviously his Parramatta teammate in Ray Price in 1982 played for Wakefield, actually, not too long afterwards, so I'll definitely be taking credit for that. But another bloke who's been associated with Wakefield is Brian Smith, who was our head coach a couple of years back. But he has the record for losing the most grand finals without ever actually winning one. So he lost 4 grand finals, twice for the Dragons in the early 90s. He lost it for Parramatta in 2001 and again for the Roosters in 2010. A very unwanted record, but I guess he's at least he's got that experience. But unfortunately for him, he never actually won one. He actually, with that same Parramatta side, he lost 3 consecutive prelim finals as well as a 4th prelim final about 4 years later. So obviously, I'm not going to start dissecting a coach who's no longer coaching, but definitely struggled with the big one, didn't he, Jed? Anything else that surprises you in these type of facts?
No, I just like to say, I love doing these fact-based podcasts. As I say, we are all a sucker for a good fact. So if any of you at home have got any that we might not listen by the end of the podcast, please make sure to send one in. Another one that I kind of love, regardless of sport, is players that win the same competition with multiple clubs, whether that be the Champions League in football, whether it be the NFL, just anything really. But one in rugby league is that Glenn Lazarus is the only player to win the grand final with three separate clubs. He did it with the Canberra Raiders, he did it with the Brisbane Broncos, and he did it with the Melbourne Storm. And I believe he captained all three of those clubs to the grand final as well. A remarkable player, one of the best forwards in history. And I think just a very cool name. If you've got a name like Lazarus, you've got to be pretty good to live up to it, really. But yeah, I think like just any players that manage to win something with numerous clubs would be admired and respected. Which one are you picking out next, Woody?
I was just going to mention on the complete flip side of that, I know Jamie brought it up earlier, but Chris Nannini has got the unwanted record of losing grand finals for three different clubs. He lost to the Eels, New Zealand Warriors and the Bulldogs. And then, as you mentioned earlier, he also lost a Super League grand final with Salford a couple of years ago as well. So, like you're saying, you love players who've won over multiple clubs, but definitely don't enjoy players who've lost grand finals with four different clubs. So, not a lucky man that you'd want to have in your team.
Yeah, like you say, mate, I found that on Twitter a couple of weeks ago from Alan Katzman with @Katso60. So, a big shout out to Alan Katzman. What a great name that is. But he also put online of a couple of other players who've lost multiple grand finals with different sides. So Craig Fitzgibbon, who obviously is going to be the Sharkies coach next year. Wakefield legend David Solomona. Christian Inu, like you've mentioned, Woody. Sam Perrott, Justin Hodges, Matt Singh, Travis Norton, Jamie Lyon, Michael Crocker, Felitti Mateo, Adam Blair, Dale Finucane, Kane Lynette, Ben Hampton and BJ Leilua. Don't have the facts and figures on how many grand finals those specific blokes have won. I believe Jamie Lyon and Justin Hodges will have definitely won one, as did Kane Lynette. And Ben Hampton must have won one as well with the Cowboys. But yeah, got that unwanted record of losing multiple grand finals with different sides.
Justin Hodges holds, I don't know how many players will have this record, but he actually lost a grand final in his final ever game in that one against the Cowboys in 2015. That was Justin Hodges' last game, but he definitely won one in 2006 with the Broncos. I'll just go for a quite basic one that we've not covered. Bunnies have the most grand final wins in history with 21, and the Roosters have the most grand final losses of all time with 15. This is to be taken with a little bit pinch of salt because they are the two oldest clubs in Australian Rugby League and they have been going since the inaugural season. Bunnies have also got 13 grand final losses and the Roosters have also won 15 grand finals, so they're both comfortably above any other team really. I think the only other team that comes close is probably St George Dragons. Obviously they are now the St George Illawarra Dragons, which is technically a different club, and I can't really think of which other club. Maybe Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs are the third oldest club now. If they came around about the 30s, I think. But yeah, fair play to the Bunnies. Obviously, they were looking to add to it and making it 22 grand final victories. And I think they had one of the biggest droughts as well because they didn't win anything from the 70s up until they won it in 20. I think it was a 43-year wait, was it something like that, when they won in 2014? So yeah, fair play to the Bunnies for not going back and trying to not make a drought so long. Only 7 years this month, Simon, if they end it on the weekend.
Got to mention Benji Marshall in this as well. And I know this is one that Jamie brought up in the usual pod, but Benji Marshall has made it to his first grand final in 16 years. And that's the longest gap between grand finals for a player in rugby league history. See, everyone remembers the flip pass from his first one back in 2005. And if this one this coming weekend is to maybe be his final NRL game or one of his final NRL games, I'm sure him winning one and lifting the trophy again will be another memory of Benji in NRL grand finals.
Yes, lads. I haven't actually written this down for us, but I was just looking online at if there's ever been three grand finals in a row with the same clubs. And I know for a fact there's been two grand finals in a row. There's been kind of Manly Melbourne, Broncos Dragons a couple of years ago consecutively. But in that run of St George wins from 1961, 1962 and 1963, they beat the Magpies in all three on that run. It must have been absolutely so disheartening for the Magpies. 22-0, 9-6 and 8-3 from 61, 62, 63. They also beat him in 58 as well, so a horrendous run for them. And throughout that run, St George beat the Tigers, they beat Manly, they beat the Western Suburbs, they beat Manly again, they beat the Roosters, they beat the Magpies, the Magpies, the Magpies, they beat the Tigers, they beat the Rabbits, and then they beat the Tigers again. So, unbelievable run in general, but I love the fact that it was the same grand final 3 years in a row and the Magpies just couldn't get over them. And throughout that run, a referee called Dee Lawler, sorry, Dee, I don't know your first name, let's call you Dean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 grand finals he refereed as well in that 11-game streak. So incredible stats and something we'll definitely never see again.
Just to touch on the back of that, Norm Proven, one of the many superstars of that team, has appeared in the most grand finals with 10. The closest that anyone's ever come in the modern era is Cooper Cronk, who managed 9 grand finals. But even that, Cooper Cronk himself, just his 9, is an absolutely astonishing figure. And I can't imagine another player really. I mean, it's not unfeasible in terms of, it's not like 11 NRLs in a row, unlikely to happen. It could happen, but I think it'll be a long, long time if it ever does get broken. Ron Coote, I think, was in that team. You had Reg Gasnier, just some absolute incredible peak players. But yeah, Norm Proven, go on. So I'll pass over to you. But yeah, Norm Proven appeared in the most grand finals with 10 and won all 10.
Sorry, mate. Ron Coote was Bunnies and Roosters. I don't think he played for the Dragons.
I don't know where I've got that. I do apologise. But Reg Gasnier were definitely there. Yeah.
And Johnny Raper always rings a bell. I think Graham Langland. Yeah.
Plenty of superstars in that squad.
We're doing all right to say we're an English 90s lad, so we're doing all right to name an Australian 50s side. So
that is very true, yeah. We'll go on, Woody. There's only a few left, mate.
Yeah, well, there's one that I picked up earlier with scoring record, both relating to Manly. So Manly got the biggest winning margin in a grand final when they beat Storm 40-0 back in 08. See, that was in between the two titles which Storm had stripped from them. And then on the unwanted side for Manly, they've also got the record for the most points conceded in the grand final. They lost to South Sydney 42-14 back in 1951. And those 56 points in that grand final, the most cumulative points in a grand final as well. So once again, a 3-1 fact for you.
Look at that, firing them all out and just coming up to Halloween, mate. So you get them ready for trick-or-treats and everything as well. Just linking into Manly once again, an incredibly underrated player in Matt Ballin, who was obviously a hooker slightly before our time, lads. He played in 3 grand finals in his career. He touched the ball a cumulative 247 times throughout those 3 games, and he didn't make a single error in any of them games. Well, I find that a fascinating stat. I love stats like that in the grand final. Sounds like a player that everybody would have wanted to play with as well, and superb stuff from Matt Ballin on that reserve.
From one hooker to another one, I'll go to the greatest player of all time in Cameron Smith. I think he appeared in 7 grand finals and won 4, maybe 8 and 5. I'm not sure. Obviously, 2 of them were stripped. But he's actually holds the records for most points scored in cumulative grand finals. He has got 42 points in grand finals alone, which is an absolutely incredible stat, especially when I don't think any of them will have been tries scored. It's all conversions, which makes it even, that's 21 conversions in grand finals. So another record, which probably might be unlikely to be beaten, maybe, unless you've got someone who scores numerous dub braces or hat tricks in finals. And if it's a goal scoring winger, maybe they might break it.
There's some going to beat that, but final one from myself then is a Clive Churchill medal related again, and Bradley Clyde and Billy Slater, the only two players to win the Clive Churchill award more than once. They've both won it twice. So Bradley Clyde won it in 89 and 91. Billy Slater won it in 09 and 2017. And kind of a bit of a caveat to that is that since the award actually came in 86, there's some players who've won it multiple times retrospectively. So you've got Norm Proven's got some back from that run between the 50s and 60s. Graham Eady and Brett Kenny have got 2 each retrospectively as well. But yeah, Bradley Clyde and Billy Slater, the only 2 with multiple since the awards came in.
One last one, lads, and it's going to be a little bit of a quiz for you. There's only one team ever to play one grand final and win it without ever losing one. Do you know who that team is?
They've
only ever played in one grand final, they won it, and they've never played in one since.
Are they still a current active team or are they a defunct team?
Don't be asking for clues already, Jed. Chime in whenever you wish, lads.
I've got one in my head. I'll just throw this out and I'll let Woody have a go, but then it'll come back to me. I know this team has only appeared in one grand final, but I don't think they won it. But I'm going to go Sydney University.
Great shout. But they have only appeared in one, but they lost it in 1926.
Yeah. Go on.
What a fantastic shout, but it's wrong. Yes. I've no idea where you pulled that from, but Woody, do you want to chime in?
I feel like I read it earlier and I can't remember it, and it's absolutely great in me and I can't even guess it.
Let me give you a clue that there's only one reason why I'm asking you.
Oh, the West Tigers.
It's the West Tigers. 2005, one game, one win. Technically the greatest side in grand final history. 100% record.
At least the other record you don't hold is having the current longest drought of without appearing in a grand final since. That title does belong to the Newcastle Knights, who have not appeared. Are the current teams have not appeared in a grand final since 2001. So that's 20 years and waiting for a grand final.
And there's only three teams in history. I know we keep saying it's the last one, but I've still pulled a few out of the bag. There's three teams in history who've played in NRL Grand Finals but never actually won one. Sydney University, you've already said, Jed, so there's two more from that.
Glebe Dirty Reds?
Yeah, they've played in four and lost all four.
And then New Zealand Warriors?
Yeah, Warriors, obviously, they've... a newish team in comparison, lost in 2002 and lost in 2011. Woody, I'll sling one to you just in case you've got anything else left to say.
I thought Jed was going with the current longest Premiership drought overall to finish me off, but that's obviously the Eels. About 35 years now of the drought, so obviously I started supporting them because I don't like winning things, so long may it continue.
You have no room to say that to a Wakefield fan, a Cowboys and Tigers fan, a Leeds United fans here. So I won't be having any of that. But thank you everybody for listening. We love doing off the cuff stuff like this, and it's always brings a smile to our face. We're buzzing for this weekend. It's the first full season we've done in Three Blokes and Rugby League podcast leading up to this weekend. Penrith Panthers up against the Sydney Bunnies. Thank you everybody for listening to episode 112 of Three Blokes and Rugby League podcast. Head on over to all our social media pages where you'll find a variety of content which will hopefully pique your interest. Please also give us a rating on all our podcasting platforms if possible, please. It really does help us. We're available on all podcasting platforms, and keep an eye out for any future podcasts and interviews coming up. We've got episode 113 next week, where we'll be highlighting the Super League semi-finals, as well as the NRL Grand Final, and as well as the Super League Women's Grand Final. And then after that, we'll have episode 114 with Kelsey Gentles, the York City Knights and England superstar winger. Thank you, Jed. Thank you, Woody, for joining us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We shall catch you all down the road.